Members of the Alaska Department of Transportation will attend the Borough Assembly meeting in Homer on September 19th to follow up on the ongoing discussion over the salt brine used on Peninsula roads during winter.
If the citizens of the area are concerned, and there's a petition that shows that, it's incumbent upon us as public servants to at least get back to folks and let them know what it is we are looking at and what we can review and look at for options,
said Mills in a call to KSRM. Mills also attended an assembly meeting on August 1st, during which he committed to a DOT review of the brine's usage. According to Mills, the department will be conducting a full analysis of the brine. That includes considerations on potential alternatives for mitigating winter road ice.
We're looking internally at the different practices among M&O stations to ensure that, you know, we're understanding how everyone is using brine.
He acknowledged that not all boroughs around the state even use the sodium chloride mixture for road maintenance.
Again, it's been pointed out by folks that the Mat-Su M&O office at DOT does not utilize brine. They use a combination of sand and salt. So just doing a contrast between those different practices. And of course, if that's an alternative strategy that is desired by folks on the peninsula, that we would look to get a cost estimate and time frame in mind so folks can understand what that would look like.
Mills does temper expectations of the time frame for the DOT analysis, however, cautioning that it may not be up to the public's level of desired expediency. According to Mills, the analysis has been saddled with a one-year timetable, so residents of the peninsula shouldn't expect any changes in M&O road ice mitigation practices this coming winter. Alaska DOT Commissioner Ryan Anderson also intends to be present at the September 19th meeting, although scheduling conflicts may prevent his attendance.